Anyone who has ever been faced with a deadline can certainly relate to Parkinson's Law. Work expands to fill the time available for its completion. Let's be honest. When was the last time you completed quality work days or even hours ahead of deadline? You're not alone. It seems we're constantly doing, but doing what exactly? Why are our weeks filled with days where we return home exhausted, only to lament how we've barely made a dent in our to-dos? Like the elusive sock that mysteriously goes missing in the laundry, where do those lost hours go? Who, or rather what, is responsible for stealing our time, our focus, our energy? The attempt to harness or keep time is in no way a modern or even pre-modern convention. Prehistoric humans tracked the phases of the moon. The Sumerians created the sexagesimal numeral system still in use today, employing 60 to divide the hour into minutes and then minutes into seconds. The Egyptians used obelisks to calculate the length of shadows cast by the sun. The shortcomings of solar-based measures became apparent the moment clouds appeared or the night sky arrived, and so with clepsydras, or water clocks, the Persians and Greeks offered an alternative, monitoring water flow instead to measure the passage of time. With these ancient time-tracking tools came the earliest forms of scheduling: when to plant crops and bring in the harvest, when to conduct commerce, and when to perform daily rituals such as eating or sleeping. Fast forward to today. Despite all our modern conveniences, effective time management has for many become an uphill battle, an all-consuming, if not quixotic, goal. While the information economy ushered in 24/7 connectivity, it likewise begot round-the-clock expectations. And so, paradoxically, technology like mobile phones and email and video conferencing, tools that would ostensibly make life easier, often enslave us. We allow the chaos of modern work, coupled with an often paralyzing number of options at our disposal, to overload us, to distract us, to stealthily steal our time and focus, and ultimately impede our effectiveness. We tend to fetishize the complex, but just as the earliest solutions for tracking time were both easily implemented and yielded extraordinary results, so too are the ideas detailed in Making Work Visible: Exposing Time Theft to Optimize Work and Flow. Much in the way sky, sun, sticks, and sand provided ancient man actionable visual feedback, so too do the suggestions Dominica outlines in the pages that follow. It should come as no surprise that we can better manage what we can see. When we can't see our work, our options are obscured. We're blind to our own capacity, and we certainly can't communicate that capacity to others. The resultant mental overload creates stress. Stress compounds the work we already have, essentially contributing to WIP, compromising the ability to focus, prioritize, make decisions, and complete work with quality, let alone complete work at all. The visualization and WIP-limiting strategies Dominica offers demystify our cognitive load, normalize expectations among team members, promote focus, situate work in its context, surfacing problems and allowing for solutions to be made in real time, and provide a clear path to completion with quality. Elegantly explained and deeply insightful, the utility of the suggestions contained within cannot be overstated. To be sure, it is no small irony in that I'm writing about time theft while spending a week aboard a sailboat exploring an archipelago in the Salish Sea, beholden only to island time. It's the first holiday where I've intentionally left my watch at home, instead choosing to be fully present to the wildlife and seascapes around me. Bald eagles and peregrine falcons soar high above craggy bluffs where the pristine coastline meets old-growth forests. Otters gracefully propel themselves through the glassy surf, disrupting kelp and eelgrass in search of their next